Why this works. The essence of poisson sauce vierge lies in the balance of flavors and textures. The delicate white fish, cooked gently to an internal temperature of 63 degrees Celsius, 145 degrees Fahrenheit, ensures it remains moist and tender. Cooking for precisely 4 to 5 minutes per side allows for perfect doneness. Overcooking will lead to a dry texture. The sauce vierge, made with fresh herbs and ripe tomatoes, adds a bright contrast that enhances the fish without overwhelming it. If the sauce seems too thin, letting it sit for an additional 5 minutes will help it thicken slightly, or you can add a pinch more olive oil to emulsify it. Using fresh herbs is crucial, as they bring a vibrant aroma and flavor profile that complements the subtleness of the fish. This recipe is a celebration of light ingredients, highlighting the beautiful simplicity of French cuisine while ensuring you achieve a dynamic and satisfying entree. The key to success with this dish is the precise cooking time and temperature, which elevate the overall dining experience. Common mistakes: undercooking the fish for the sake of tenderness. Target: cook the fillet through completely, flesh opaque all the way to the center, flakes parting cleanly with a fork. Internal temperature 63 degrees Celsius, 145 degrees Fahrenheit, as written. Why it matters? The sauce vierge, literally virgin sauce, a cold room temperature dressing of raw tomato, herbs, oil, and lemon, spooned over warm fish, sitting on top, is a raw condiment. Uncooked tomato, oil, herbs, lemon, garlic, and the fish itself is the only cooked element on the plate. Pale or translucent flesh at the center means the fish protein hasn't fully set, the protein denaturation stage, where the strands have unwound and retightened into firm, opaque fibers. Translucent fish under raw sauce is not the look you want. What to do? Use an instant read thermometer at the thickest part. If you don't have one, lift a flake at the thickest point with the tip of a knife. If it still looks glassy or gray translucent, give it another minute. A skinned fillet around 2 centimeters thick usually needs 4 to 5 minutes per side at the temperature given. Building the sauce hours ahead, target: combine tomato, oil, garlic, herbs, and lemon, no more than about 30 minutes before serving. Spoon it over the fish at the table or just before plating. Why it matters? Sauce vierge is built on raw tomato and uncooked oil. Tomato juices break down and turn watery if they sit too long with salt. Raw garlic gets harsh and the herbs darken. The dish wants a fresh, almost just mixed character. What to do? Dice the tomato, mince the garlic, and chop the herbs in advance, but combine and season at the last moment. Let the ball sit 5 to 10 minutes for the flavors to meet, then spoon over the fish. Drowning the plate in sauce. Target: a generous spoonful per portion, not a soup. You should still see and taste the fish underneath. Why it matters? The whole point of sauce vierge is to frame the fish. Bright acid, oil, herbs, raw tomato bite, not replace it. Oversauced fillets go limp and the dish loses its quiet structure. What to do? Spoon the sauce on at the table or last second on the plate so the fish stays warm and the sauce stays bright. Serve any extra in a small bowl on the side. Using hard, watery, or out-of-season tomato. Target: ripe, fragrant tomato with deep color and full aroma at the stem end. Why it matters? In a sauce that hardly cooks, the tomato can't hide. Hard, pale, refrigerated tomato will taste like sour water and lift no flavor into the oil. What to do? Keep tomatoes at room temperature. Peel and seed if the skins are tough. And if good tomato isn't available, swap to halved cherry tomatoes. They tend to ripen better year-round. Dress in the oil while you finish the fish, so the juices have a moment to mingle. What to look for? Opaque, white pearl flesh that flakes cleanly. Slip a knife into the thickest part. The flesh should part in distinct flakes with no glassy or translucent core. Sauce that glistens but doesn't pool. Tilt the bowl. The oil should coat the tomato and herbs without a separate watery layer settling at the bottom. A green, bright aroma at the bowl. Fresh basil and parsley should smell sharp and grassy, not bruised or dark. A sauce that lifts the fish, not floods it. When you cut a bite, the fish leads and the sauce follows, savory, acidic, and warm cool against the fillet. A note on history. Sauce vierge was created by Michel Gérard in 1976, with his first published recipe, using crushed coriander seeds and diced tomatoes, served over sea bass, appearing in 1977. Wikipedia: Cuisine Minceur, Cooks Without Borders. Gérard was one of the founding figures of French Nouvelle Cuisine, the 1970s movement toward lighter, fresher, simpler French cooking. The movement, alongside Paul Bocuse and the Trogreux brothers, that pushed back against the heavy butter and flour sauces of cuisine classique, the older, formal grand restaurant tradition, in favor of lighter, brighter, more ingredient-led cooking. Wikipedia, Michel Girard. A raw, room-temperature emulsion of tomato, olive oil, lemon and herbs, poured over cooked fish was at the time a small declaration of independence from the old order.